G'day world. This is Cam. I'm sitting on a balcony at my friend's place in Malibu, California. If you can hear some noise in the background, that's the waves crashing on the shore, literally underneath where I'm sitting on this balcony. I'm staring out over to the ocean. It's a little bit different from my usual setup. A little bit of a different ambiance. Hopefully the background noise isn't too off-putting for you. So I just thought I'd touch base and tell you a little bit about the Digital Hollywood Conference that I've been attending here. I attended the first day yesterday and sat in some interesting sessions. The first session I sat on was called Web 2.0, The Next Iteration. How the Next Generation of Personalized Media is Rewiring the Web. And it was chaired by Tim Chang, who's a principal at Gabriel Venture Partners. And included on the panel, Eric Flanagan from AOL Music. Actually, it wasn't Eric Flanagan. It was. It says that in the program, but it was really Scott Boyd from AOL Music. Dan Monahan from Intel. Chris Jacob from Podshow. Eric Hawkins from Pure Video, Roger Radaman from Vika, V-E-E-K-E-R, if you haven't heard of them before, and Giles Bienrosa, who is the CEO of Azureus, the BitTorrent client. And it was a really interesting session. Tim Chang from Gabriel Venture Partners did a great job moderating it. And I've just got some notes here from the session that I thought I'd run down with you. Basically, Tim Chang started off by playing, I guess, the devil's advocate in some way, saying that Web 2.0, from an investor's perspective, is all bullshit. It's all a bit of a shell game. And he thinks it's definitely a bubble from an investment perspective, but not a bubble from an innovation perspective. And was talking about the fact that he loves all of the innovation that's happening. But from an investment perspective, it's all about, well, you know, who can pick the right property that can be then flipped to Google, Microsoft, Amazon, etc., etc., etc. eBay, the Jemiah, an acronym that has been used for some time now. Google, eBay, Microsoft, Amazon, AOL, I can't remember what the others are. So the panel, you know, we're talking a lot about how citizen media and user-generated media is really changing the way that people think about media. And all the panels that I sat on yesterday, Google and YouTube are obviously very much still in people's minds. Apparently, the last time they had this event, about 3 or 4 months ago, everyone was talking about YouTube. Whether or not it was going to be sued out of existence, acquired, what was going to happen. Obviously, that question has been answered in part by its acquisition by Google a month or so ago. But people are still talking about it here as, in a number of ways, you know, people have been talking about the YouTube, or the justification behind Google buying YouTube. A number of people on the number of panels I sat on yesterday, you know, we're justifying the sort of AdSense revenue that they think Google will be able to generate out of YouTube. I even heard one guy suggest that Google will be able to make $700 million a year out of the US dollars, that is, out of advertising on YouTube, running AdSense on YouTube. And so, you know, at the $1.6 billion acquisition price that they had, it's sort of a little bit over a two-year payback for them. People were also just talking about how Google is changing the way that people think about media and consume media. And one person made the comment that AOL and Yahoo, which are both obviously Internet Web 1.0 companies, are already thought of by most as being old media. And that Google is taking a different approach. AOL and Yahoo are sort of very programming-oriented, programming-centric. Whereas Google's approach to how it runs all of its services is it's obviously like an intelligent machine behind the scenes that allows users to find what they want and allows advertisers to find the customers that they want to connect to using AdSense. At one stage on a panel, in one of the sessions, one of the guys on the panel said something about there's so much user-generated content now that we need a new kind of gatekeeper to tell us what the good stuff is that we want to watch or listen to. And I actually argued with him for a while. I said, well, you know, I think that Google is becoming that gatekeeper as people are starting to learn that they can search for the content that they want to watch and listen to, as well as just read. You know, this search for media is not a concept that I think we've grown up with, that we've been educated around. It's one thing to go to a DVD store and look at the shelves and pick what movie you want to watch, or, you know, to look through your electronic programming guide, if you have such a thing in the country where you live, to find something to watch on the TV, or even a paper-based television guide to scroll through, you know, half a dozen channels. But it's very different sort of a behaviour to jump into Google and say, I'm looking for a Napoleon podcast, or I'm looking for a Napoleon video. You know, we are yet to really educate the general public that they can use tools like Google or MSN Search or Yahoo Search to, you know, search that kind of media. But I do think it's going to happen. I mean, I know that with my own behaviour over the last year, I've been starting to do that more and more. Or you go onto YouTube and, you know, I tend to Google for Lou Reed interviews or David Lee Roth interviews, or, you know, I'm looking for clips that are relevant to my interests rather than just, you know, taking a dig approach and seeing what everyone else thinks is interesting, or seeing what a programming director thinks is interesting. I'm actually going out there and searching for highly niche content that's relevant to my interests, right? And I think that's going to be